Oh, I'm down to that one. Okay. God's call to the nation, to the Israelites, and his call also to us from Psalm 96, verse 3. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all peoples. Let us pray. Amen. Salaman. Pun sa araw na ito sa buhay ni Ate Emma at sa lahat po na ginagawa po ninyo sa amin. And we thank you for the blessing of life and being part of your plan. In the name of your Son, our Savior Jesus. Amen. I was asked to represent New Tribes Mission expatriates on behalf of the work that Ate Emma has done to honor her memory, to celebrate her life. And I had met her when we first came here. My wife and I, along with the other missionaries that were in language study, we went and met Ate Emma and Ate Clara in their house, and they gave us malakit. It was delicious. Masarap. We did not really know for sure who they were. They explained they had been the first missionaries to Mindoro. And then to Palawan. As I was thinking about the history of Ate Emma, when Ate Emma, back in 1952, a young lady was gripped by the call of Christ and chose willingly to surrender her life to Christ, as she said in the video. She heard the call to serve and she obeyed, and that began her 60 years of service to Christ with New Tribes Mission. And for those of you who may not have ever gone, they went to the Mangyan, you know, the Mangyan down in Mindoro, and then they went to Palawan. And they went and lived out in the jungle, and as she described how they had to hike up, and you go up into this mountain, and you see this whole area, as you can see, Nagitang Wong Kabisayan, and she can see everything from up there. And it is such a wonder to be in those locations, to be in the jungle. And I remember when we were in the jungle in Palawan, and we'd hike through the jungle to get from one place to another, and there's something about the jungle and the people that are there in the jungle that is unlike anything you've ever experienced. And part of it is this wild, untamed jungle that you can tell there's like this spirit there that dominates the people. It controls their lives, and it doesn't want to let go. And it's an angry spirit, and it wants you to leave. And this spirit of this demonic force that controls the lives of these people that live in animism and live in darkness. Our battle, as it says in Ephesians 6, is not against flesh and blood. And that's why when the world sees that, what, you sent two ladies up, you sent three ladies up there, single ladies, to go and share with these jungle people? What does the world say? The world says that's foolish. And are young single ladies a symbol of the strength of mankind? And this, no, they're not. They're more of a symbol of our vulnerability. Yet, it's that humility that God is able to work through the humility, what you would call kapakung babaan. That humility that God is able to work through, which is what enables the Spirit of God to come and defeat those powers that control the lives of those people and open their minds up so that they might see the truth. And you know what the difference is between jungle people and people that live in the lowlands? For some reason. This is it. The jungle people that are living under this spirit, people in the world, out in the lowland people, civilized areas, they come into an area and they change their surroundings. They build houses and buildings and they take the environment and they change it and they make it work for them. But the jungle people go and they live in the jungle and they are changed by the jungle. The jungle controls them. They live there among the jungle, and they let the jungle absorb them. And so then they become subservient to it and they live in fear. And when someone from that environment comes to understand the Spirit of God, and comes to understand that they don't need to be afraid of that Spirit that controls their life, and then they understand what God's promise was, that God gave us dominion over the land. Now that doesn't mean we can abuse the land that's around us. We are called to be responsible. But God gave us dominion and to be responsible to that land. We don't let the land control us. We do control it. We have a responsibility. And if you imagine also life out there, how the difficulty, you go and you hike through the jungle for hours to get to a place. And then you go there, and what do you eat when you get there? You bring your food, you have to plant gardens sometimes. In fact, in those days, they didn't have the plane to come and bring them supplies. They weren't by a road in some of those areas. And they live there. You give people medicine, and this medicine is something that breaks down the barriers, saves the lives of their children. You bring their children back from when they are sick from malaria. You also are subject to those same diseases. All these things, and that's what it's like, living that life in the jungle and serving God there. Now here we say goodbye to Emma, who served faithfully for 60 years, and we're thankful. It's amazing to be speaking at the funeral of someone who lived their life serving the Lord. As has already been said, Nitayo Nagadalamati, because we are celebrating her life, and we know where she is, and we know that we're going to join her one day, those of us who have believed. This is the difference between the way the world says goodbye and the way we say goodbye. Now, when the world says goodbye, that goodbye is permanent, and the person who is still alive, the unbeliever who has lost someone, they have unceasing sorrow and they're without hope in their hearts and they grieve at what they lose. For us who are believers, we have full confidence that this is only a temporary separation. And we have full hope based on the historical fact of Christ's resurrection. As was already read in 1 Corinthians 15, if the dead are not raised, then Christ was not raised. Christ's resurrection and our resurrection mean the same thing. His resurrection is proof of our future resurrection. He was the firstborn of the resurrection, and we will follow. We know that. We rest in that. We rest completely in that hope. And we know, and the reason why it has to be that way is because the resurrection was God's sign that He accepted Christ's finished work. That He had chosen not to raise Christ from the dead, then his sacrifice would not have taken away our sin. It would not have been sufficient. Because it was sufficient, that is the sign that we have, that Christ's resurrection is the sign that we truly are forgiven. He has given us this redemption. So we have this full hope in Christ's resurrection. And as we already read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where he said, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring him with those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we always be with the Lord. If we comfort one another with these words, this is our comfort. Now, there's something that's principally satisfying about seeing a life fully lived. There's something that even though death is still part of the curse, and death is something that we will someday be completely free from. As it says, for the saints, for those who have, and for some of us who God blesses to live a long life, I just look back at what God said about Abraham. in Abraham in the Old Testament, chapter 25, verse 8, says, "Then Abraham breathed his last, and he died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people." Now, when we are blessed with being able to see a saint live to a good old age, and until that good old age, to then die full of life and full of years, full of service to God, that is a blessed thing. And it's a blessed thing for us as a church to know that God is faithful. And we can remember when there are those of us who die out of our time, that die early, that God takes to heaven for one reason or another before we are old, that we can also remember some He takes to heaven after this full long life. And we let this be a reminder of His faithfulness, that He took Ate Emma through a full long life. And let us take that home with us tonight. It feels like this is the way it should be. We see a life lived long, full of sacrifice for the glory of God and for the good of others. And she finished well. She finished well. And let us hope. I see that this is perhaps something we would all like to do, is to finish well. And this is a very big surprise to the world, because the world would say, "Oh, well, she was such a good person. Of course she's going to heaven. Of course she served others. Of course she was a missionary. Of course she's going to heaven." But that's not why she's going to heaven. That's not it. And she would never say that. She, as you can see from so many of the things she said, she knew she was a sinner, and that it was by Christ that she was saved. She would never have claimed her salvation on the basis of having served God. She would never say, "I was a good missionary, that's why I'm going to heaven." You would never hear those words come out of Emma's mouth. Because she knew, you can't go based on your own works. It's based on what Christ has accomplished for us. And the world doesn't like this, because the world wants to be able to say, I've been a good person, I've been a good father, I've been a good wife, I've been a good mother, I've been a good husband, and that's why I'm going to heaven. Or I've served God here, I've served God there, I've gone to church. That doesn't get us there. What gets us is accepting and believing what Christ accomplished for us. And her offering of service was out of her love, was out of the love that God put in her heart and having saved her. And that's why she was full of joy. Joy isn't something that we seek, it's something that God gives when we seek Him. We seek God first. He gives us joy. That is what Ate Emma's life was about. She finished well. This is an application for us, that God would have us remember today. While we are here saying goodbye to this dear saint, we can reflect on our own lives and ask, how can I finish well? How might I continue to serve faithfully in whatever calling God has for me to finish well? Ano bago magsilbi sa Diyos sa aking buhay? That is what I believe He would call us to do. Remember Ate Emma as an example, and be thankful, and seek Him first, and He will give us joy. So, let us pray. Father, we thank You for this day. Salamat sa araw na ito. Salamat sa buhay ni Ate Emma. Salamat sa pagbibigay ninyo sa aming lahat. And for us having a chance to serve You here on earth. May Your name be praised and glorified forever. And may the tribal people that have not yet heard still be brought into the fellowship of Your kingdom, and all those even who are not in tribes, that they might also hear and believe and understand. We pray in the name of Your Son, our Savior Jesus. Amen.